Hey everybody, it's Samantha Nahetta here and welcome to another episode of the Bean and Cheeseman Show. One day I'm going to get one of those little keyboards that has all the sound effects, I promise you. Welcome to the show. This is a show about Tex-Mex comedy, but also the cheeseman, because I know that's why you're here. So welcome everybody. We have a great show tonight and a very special guest. Chingo Bling is in the house, and I know that's what you're here for. But let's start off with a little bit of chisme. You know what I mean? You can see that I got my pan dulce here. So grab your cafecito or your tequila or whatever it is and just enjoy the show. Thanks for being here tonight, you guys. I am live from VOD Pod Media Studios in San Antonio, Texas. And we go live about every 2 weeks, just kind of talking shit and having a lot of fun and really just getting down to the chisme. And one of the things that I'm really passionate about is mental health. And I wanted to start the show with the whole mental health talk, because I think that's a plática we need to have as a familia, especially for our Hispanic community. If you were like me, I grew up with a dad when I was like, you know, dad, I'm depressed and I'm anxious. And he's like, ¿cómo que depresión? Get your ass outside and go cut the grass. So, you know, like we don't talk about mental health. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So I just wanted to play a couple videos to tell you a little bit about my own mental health journey.
Medication. Lamotrigine. Fluoxetine. This is Prozac. Oxcarbazepine. Alprazolam is a Xanax. Okay, so this is just a few, okay? I'm being real with y'all.
One video. Are we gonna roll the other one? Okay, cool. All right, you guys. So that video you just watched was me during my major depression and back in 2020. And I have shared this journey publicly since then. And I think I started talking a little bit about having anxiety disorder, major depressive disorder. And I was once diagnosed with being bipolar as well. And so I have gone through the shit. And I have hit my rock bottom, and I have been in a place where I've lost all hope. I am a single mom, and imagine having a business on my shoulders, two businesses, and then having to homeschool a five-year-old, and then being stuck with your five-year-old all day. Like, I love her, but no. So I went through my own journey, and I don't want to go into the whole story, but I definitely wanted to tell you guys that you're not alone. And especially for our Hispanic community, some people still believe that mental health doesn't exist or it's just a figment of your imagination. And I'm here to tell you that it very much does, especially for our Latino men who are now just realizing that they too can seek help. So before I go on to the next segment, I just wanted to mention that if you are in a mental health crisis or if you want help, dial 988. And that's the National Mental Health Crisis Hotline, and it's really easy. I tried it before we started the show, and I was like, let me see if this number works. But there are plenty of resources out there. You are not alone, and you are not crazy. So I just wanted to put that out there, especially for Mental Health Awareness Month. And I'm going to go ahead and switch gears and give a quick shout-out to tonight's sponsors. I want to give a shout-out to Dahlia Diaz, who was our Chingona of the Week last week, but hey, she can be Chingona of the Week this week, too, if she wants to, from New Fed Mortgage. She's a total badass, also a single mama, and she is a home loan specialist. So if you want to get information about home loan, how to fix your credit, come up with the plan, she is your girl. Also want to give a shout out to Lori Chesser from Beauty BLC. She is the wax queen out of Castroville, Texas. And Beauty B, Lori, I'm still saving my armpits for you because I waited all summer long so that you can have some pelitos to work with. So shout out to Lori. Definitely go see her. She is the wax specialist. And finally, I wanted to make a mention to the Hustle and Socialize Conference. I am so blessed to be the MC for their 6th annual conference. This is my third time MCing. And if you are a chingona or a future chingona and you want to learn about business, be surrounded by other women who are also entrepreneurs who have been through some things and get some educational resources, this is the conference. You guys, I have this link in all of our bios. And don't forget, it's June 8th here in San Antonio, Texas. So shout out to Christina Ochoa. She is the chingona who put this on, and I'm so proud of her. So yes, see me June 8th in San Antonio at the Hustle and Socialize Conference. So without further ado, let's get into showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you our guest, Chingo Blee.
Woo! Yo, yo, yo. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Bond is maker dance.
Bond makes me dance.
Hey. Yes, it does, actually. A little too much because now my longitas are hanging out and I have to do the thing.
It happens.
Do you get longitas ever?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're pretty flaquito.
I hide my longitas well, you know.
Okay. Is it the t-shirts?
Yes, what it is.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming to the Bean and Chisma show. I personally have been a huge fan of yours for a really long time.
Thank you.
And I admire all of your work. And so it was really important for me to not just put other Latino comedians on, but to talk about your history, bro.
It started right here in San Antonio.
Can I just make a really quick note? There was two universities I applied to.
Okay.
Trinity and Incarnate Word. And I did not get into Trinity. And you are a Trinity grad.
Yeah, they got me in a lot of debt.
But like, are you that smart?
I applied to Rice University and did not get in. So don't feel bad. We don't get into everything. Yeah.
Because you're from Houston,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to live here, or you just like Trinity? Like, what was it about Trinity? Like, how did that even happen?
Well, this is what it was. I had already gone to boarding school for 4 years in New Jersey, so I was already away from home for 4 years. They gave me a scholarship.
Oh, okay.
And my parents are like, try it. And I'm like, I'm 13. I don't know anybody in New Jersey. I'm going to have to wash my own chones and everything. So I was out there for 4 years, and it was time to start applying for colleges, you know, because I didn't know no better. And I wanted to get myself into debt.
Right.
So I had already made a lot of friends out there in high school, and they were all applying to, like, East Coast, like, colleges out that way. And so I was like, oh, shit, I guess this is where my friends are going to be in this area. I'm going to start applying in this area. And my family's like, no, you need to come looking over here up the street. And San Antonio seemed great because it was like a short drive home.
Yeah.
But not too close to where your parents are just going to be popping up on you, you know, all the time.
They can't be all up in your business.
All the time. Yeah.
No.
All up in the grill.
Yeah. That's what Mexican parents do.
Yeah. Yeah, especially mamas, because I'm the youngest, I'm the baby.
Are you the only boy?
Yeah, I'm the only boy. I'm the only boy, so I already know my mom was probably gonna try to make up for lost time.
Mijo santo.
No, I was junior. Junior.
Oh.
And then my two sisters are way older. My sister Pat is 10 years older. My sister Dalila is 13 years older. So it's like I had three moms before that was even a thing, you know?
Wow. So you have four sisters? Or wait, how many?
Two sisters.
Two sisters, and you're the baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's Junior.
Yeah, Junior.
Junior. Yeah. So Junior, tell me how.
Yeah, you call me whatever.
So you went to Trinity University, and you started off doing radio stuff there, mm-hmm. and that's how you came up with the character Chingo Bling. Is that correct? Or was it other characters?
No. I mean, I would like. Ever since I was little, like, I was always coming up with voices and characters and skits and freestyle and stuff. So when I got on college radio, I was already DJing, like, frat parties and stuff here in San Antonio. But when I got on Trinity's radio station, that was super cool because I was able to, like, be in show business. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it was a big deal. Radio was a big
like
deal.
Show business, entertainment, comedy, hip hop, rap. Like, I was like, yo, like, this makes this university experience so much more worth it. You know what I mean? Obviously, a highlight was making mixtapes and DJing for the parties and stuff. But once I got on the radio, I was like, okay, now this kind of gives me an excuse to be able to call record labels back home and be like, yo,
ooh.
I'm on there. I'm somebody. So I had to get out of my shell and like not be so shy, you know, once you had to start getting on the mic.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, but this is where it all started right here. Countdown.
I feel like you've always, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you've always been business savvy. And not all comedians are like that. So facts. I feel like that's something different about you, where you were able to leverage your radio connects, you know what I mean? And then finesse. Get in. And then, so you stick to this character, Chingo Bling. And I was told at one time, because I have a hood rat character named Little Chismosa.
Andale.
I know. And I got a lot of flack for it. But at the same time, somebody once told me, don't ever get out of character. And I was like, why? And he was like, because that's what people want to see. They don't care about Sam. They don't give a fuck about Sam. They want to see Little Chismosa. And
you got to be Little Chismosa all the time.
And I couldn't. So how did you, were you one of those people that stayed with it? Or like?
Well, what happens too sometimes is when people gravitate and latch on to something like a character or something that, or I guess, a character basically. When they latch on to that, or when they know you from that, it's hard to get out of it because they just want that. Right. You know, it's like, it's like, if you see Ludacris with braids, if that's the version of Ludacris.
That's all I remember. Like,
maybe Afro Ludacris, te la paso. Like, okay, you know, Big Fro Ludacris, that's cool too. But like, braids, Luda. And then he goes with the fade, and it's like, oh, what happened to old Luda? You know? So I get that a lot of times too when people are like, where's the boots? Where's the hat? You know, where's the foil in your grill? Where's the tamales? Where's the. And it's like, hey, dude, you know, like,
I'm chilling. Just Pedro.
Yeah, but I had to work really hard just for people to accept the fact that I'm a human, I'm a person, and I'm not going to be one thing all the time. And just as a creative person, you never want to feel like cornered and just painted in the corner where. And you know what? My career really, really, I feel, it really lifted and took off once I, like, jujitsu'd my way into showing them, like, no, I can do these voiceovers, these kind of skits, these kind of songs, these kind of beats, these kind of concepts, these kind of characters. I could do a Canelo thing. Like, I can act. I could do dramatic acting. Ooh, improvise. I could do stand-up. Like, little by little, I had to kind of, like, even to this day, I've been doing stand-up. It's going to be 10 years in August. Wow. To this day, people are like, I know you from the rapping. You do what?
Like, they're still not.
I heard you have a show. Like, you have a show. So, like, music, right? And it's like, no. I tell jokes. I do stand up. Like, how am I even doing that? You know,
that's so funny. You know, it's so crazy. I was looking at the longevity of your career over 20 whatever years it's been, and it's so crazy how people only see you today and they have no idea what you have gone through, the ups and the downs, the trying this, the trying that. Like you said, doing the jujitsu of the talent, you know? And I feel like it's hard in the entertainment industry, and so many people want to give up. Like, fuck this, man. This is too much. Like, what is your secret sauce in staying in the game?
Wow, that's
going to HEB and being like, I got to work at HEB.
I mean, hey, do what you got to do.
I know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, for an artist, job, we're like, we don't want to.
Especially rappers. Yeah. Rappers, we tend to have a huge ego and don't want to do nothing that's not going to look super cool all the damn time. But that's a really good question. And what I got to say about that is, be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
Because when I got in this game, I didn't really fully... You know, you're a kid and you're diving in and you don't really know where it's going to go, if anyone's going to like your mixtape, anyone's going to jam your music or anything. And I was like, well, I don't want to be a flash in the pan. I don't want to be a fly by night. I basically prayed for longevity.
Okay.
So it's one of those things where it's kind of like, man, be careful what you wish for. And I say that, you know, jokingly, but to answer your question a little bit better, I just try to keep the white belt mentality. Like, I just try to always think like a beginner, be open, receptive, be coachable, take direction, collaborate, and really put your love into it, like do it for the love. Mm. So I fell in love with the music stuff again by focusing my energy on other things like comedy. So now when I do music or I collaborate or do a feature or knock out a song or a parody or anything, I'm doing it more for, like, me as an artist and for whoever wants to tune in. It's no pressure, like, I got to pay my mortgage with this song or this has to be a hit.
You're not putting that pressure on yourself.
Yeah, I'm not. No, it's like I got other stuff going, and I'm really enjoying talk. Can I cuss on here?
Yes.
I'm enjoying talking shit.
Do it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like I'm a professional I'm a professional shit talker.
Okay.
Professional shit talker, and like, you know, really having fun with the lyrics, you know. So
I love that. I am a lot like you in that. Anytime there's a song, I'm already putting like tacos and pan dulce. One of the songs we did is like, look at hood rats, cause here we come. Yeah. Because weekends were made for fun. So I'm always like adding hood rats or whatever in it.
That's how it starts. It's how it starts. You start with a couple remixes. Next thing you know, 20 years
later. Bond is maker.
20 years later, people are like, hey, where's Little Chismosa? Like, look, I'm at the grocery store. I'm Sam right now.
You know, I get that. It's so funny. I run into people and they're like, so you're not a hood rat. They're very disappointed. Yeah. And I'm like, you know.
So you're not a hood rat for real, for real.
I am in here, though. Yeah, yeah. Like, she's Rasa, she's down. Like, yeah. I'm down. Trust me.
Don't question my hood ratness.
Never. Do you see these hoops?
Still got the hoops.
Working with here?
Still got the hoops.
But I'm not like you in that. Like, I am a person, too. And I have some sort of brain, very much a business brain. I'm an entrepreneur just as much as I am into comedy. But it's almost like our brains battle each other. Mm. I'm always like, logic, creativity. No, be logical. That's stupid. Why would you ever do that? Have fun. Who fucking cares? Like,
yeah, you don't,
do you battle that?
Yeah, you have to keep your logical brain in check a little bit so that it doesn't get in the way of like the vision or the dreaming or the creativity, spontaneity, improvisation. I took this acting class in LA, and one thing that they would try to teach us is basically like, when you're memorizing, when you're working on your audition or your script or whatever, you know, that's going to be, which one's that one? Left? I think that's more logical, right?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it'll be more left brain, right? Mm-hmm. And then what the teacher would say is, but when you hop out of your Uber or you park your car and you're going in for that audition to nail that commercial or nail that role or what, or for me, in my case, go on stage and put on a show, like, you know, you got to give a right brain performance. Like, put the script aside to a certain extent.
And just roll.
Like, it's your skeleton. That's like your blueprint. Okay. But you got to be fresh and in the moment because, you know, that's kind of what really touches people. It's really connects with people.
Yeah. No, and it's an everyday battle for sure where I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And then you forget to have fun.
Yeah, yeah, that's like, the,
yeah. You got to have fun. You know, it's a lot of work, but you want to have fun. So, okay, so tell me everything. Like, oh, my God.
The cheese man.
The cheese man.
Okay. She's getting in cheese man mode, y'all.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I know that you know, what would younger Pedro tell older Pedro kind of thing? And you did do a lot of heavy politics, but that's not who you are 100%, right?
No, I'm just a taxpayer that gets concerned.
And you have the opinion. You have your opinion. You're passionate about your opinions.
And opinions evolve as you come across information.
Sure. You know. So do you regret doing that? Do you feel like it was bad for your career, or do you feel like it's just a part of the journey?
I mean, you could argue either way. Like even when I was, you know, Mr. They can't deport us all. It's kind of like somebody could have pulled me aside and be like, hey, bro, you know, the bad ones, though, those should probably not be here. You know,
yeah,
and, but
right.
I was so young. It'd be like, there are no bad ones. You know, they all just want a better life. And it's like, nah, bro, you want to see some statistics? Like, have you heard of like these things? But, you know, I just take the good with the bad. And, okay. I'm a human. I'm constantly evolving. You know, I like to be devil's advocate too. And I survived all those storms. You know what I mean? Like,
you did.
Like people, you did. Let me not speak too soon, but no. But to give my younger self advice.
Yes.
Oh man. Where would I begin? That's going to be a novel.
I mean,
I would literally do this, like real talk. Like if I had a time machine and I was like, Hey kid, I'm you from the future.
Okay, go.
Like, first of all, it'd be like Jesus and jujitsu. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like keep God first. Like, have some actual balance. Like, have a life. Don't be in the rat race so much, trying to chase a dream and trying to like make it and be all about show business and what's the next thing? What's the next thing? You're trying to compete and stay in the studio and all this stuff. Like, that's cool, but remember to have a life, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
balance.
Start a family, yeah, mm-hmm. Balance. More kids, the better, probably. I'd probably go back and be like, man, just start a little bit sooner.
Aww.
First of all, I'd go and find my wife sooner. That's what it was.
Marisol, right?
Yes, yes.
Shout out. Hey, Marisol.
For real.
Hey,
and it all happened for a reason, you know, because when I first met her, I wasn't ready to settle down yet.
When did you meet? Okay, wait. Hold on. Where did you meet her? How did you? There we all were. Right.
So she was going to college at Texas A&M out there at Bryan College Station. And I was just starting, like, my rap career. And I was performing. I was scheduled to perform at this club called Toke Bar. It was, like, popping in Houston at the time. So I was, like, starting to get booked, okay, right? So my ego was starting to inflate. I'm like, yo, I would have been partying here for free, but y'all are paying me to perform? Like, hell yeah. And she was just, I think, visiting town or, like, just about to move back to Houston. So she was used to, like, the country bars out there, honky-tonk. And she was just starting to kind of peep the scene in Houston. And a mutual friend of ours was like, hey, my buddy Chingo's performing. Why don't you come pull up and come check out the city? And she was like, oh, Chingo Bling. She was like, oh, okay. And so that particular night, I used to be ratchet, right? And my friends were ratchet, too.
Used to be? Hold on.
Used to be, yeah.
Okay.
So my artist at the time, he was like my hype man on stage. He decided, for whatever reason, to get the club crunk. And his idea of getting the club crunk was saying, everybody right now, put your middle fingers up, brr, 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 you know, middle fingers in the air, middle fingers in the air.
Oh, my God.
And everybody putting the middle fingers up, he's like, point it at security and say, you know, F
the security.
Basically. And I was like, bro, and I'm just there like, I'm like, bro.
And there's not like, many Mexicans up in College Station.
Well, no, this happened in Houston.
Oh, Houston. Yeah, sorry,
so this was happening in Houston.
Bye, bye, bye.
Okay. So there I am kind of like, bro, what you doing? Like, yo, you're doing too much. So we get off stage and an altercation of some sort happens between security and some members of my entourage.
Oh, snap.
And so I think we get out of the club. My artist says, ha ha. They pretty much banned me and kicked us out, right? I still got paid. But he was like, ha ha, that's why I got y'all's mic. And he threw it on the ground. And I was like, bro, that was our mic. Like, I brought, I was like, I brought, I know. I was like, I was trying to be professional and I started investing in our own sound stuff. So we weren't having to have a variable, like not knowing what this club was going to have. And then Marisol was like, hey, I got pictures. I got footage, like I got, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna need that evidence. You know what I mean? She had the little, the wind up phone, the wind up camera. And so anyway, we exchanged information, and I knew she was a good girl, and I was just like, you know what, I'm not there yet, right now at the moment.
Okay.
And thankfully, years later, we reconnected, and then now we got a whole bunch of babies, and a whole life together, and everything.
That's so awesome, though. Isn't it crazy how, like, God's plan for you? Like, you can't.
God intended me to be ratchet in that club, in that moment.
And was she interested in you, or was it? Did you have to pursue her? Was it mutual? Where you were like, I know there's a connection, but timing is off.
The way she explains it is, she's kind of like when years later, when a mutual friend tried to like connect us.
Okay.
She was like, Chingo Bling. She's like, I've been met him. Like, he wasn't talking about nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I met him already. Like, nah, I ain't got time.
So then how'd you get her? How'd you chase her down? I'm just a sucker for a love story.
Yeah. So, thankfully, she's very patient, and she must have seen something in me to hang around and to finish raising me, right?
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Just
okay,
to wait for
it.
Me to mature. Yeah. Because I feel like I've already grown so much. I mean, we've been together, 10 years? So she's already just seen me evolve into where I'm trying to go and who I'm, you know, becoming.
So you got that ride or die. You've got that support. Yeah. And I think that's awesome that you're a family man. And you got, so you have an older daughter and then you have two with Marisol, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so what is dad life like now? How do you balance working and touring and doing all this stuff and then being dad? Like, how do you do it?
Yeah, that's the tricky part. But, well, I have a 15-year-old, and I just met her little boyfriend.
No.
Yeah, yes, I did. Get your cheese man ready.
Did you tell him, like, what did you say?
Well, here's the thing. All right, I'll try to give you the quick version. So when I first caught wind that she had a little boyfriend, I was already just a little bit ticked off that nobody asked me. Didn't nobody ask my approval. Didn't nobody bring him old school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, Mexican dad. Come on.
Yeah, I started turning into a traditional dad then.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like, hey, man, like, didn't nobody ask me, is she old enough to date? Like, none of that stuff. So she, very proud of her. She worked very hard, and she placed, what was it, like, second place is beauty pageant, Texas Latina Teen type of thing.
Okay, cool.
And so that's when I met Lil Man, right?
Lil Man, pobrecito.
Yeah. And he was there with some flowers. And I'm like, oh, you think you're going to get some brownie points because you bought a little bouquet from Kroger? Albertson's out
not
here.
Even H-E-B, not bro. Even, that was Kroger.
Not even. So I'm like watching, paying attention, and she was taking pictures with the family, and somebody was stepping on her dress, and she couldn't move. She was stuck. Oh. And he hops in. Hey, man, you're on my girl's dress. I'm like, all right, he's paying attention. So I told my wife, I said, hey, have his mama drop him off tomorrow, Costco parking lot, neutral territory, because he was going to go to Easter Sunday with us. He's coming to church with us.
Oh.
So he showed up on time with some more flowers. So now I'm like, golly, boy, tricking ain't dead. Golly.
He knows what he's doing.
What a simp. And he said, no, sir, these are for your wife, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, and my wife was like, for me? And then she looks at me. Like, and she looks at me like, yeah, you owe me from 3 Valentines ago. And so we go to church. Afterwards, we go barbecue at the house. And that's when I'm talking to him. So what's up? What's your plan? He's like, well, sir, I don't want to get in debt. I'm in the trades. I'm about to he's only 16, 10th grade. But he's about to be like licensed or has hours for HVAC, ACs,
nice.
And all that. Wants to start his own business, yada, yada. Before you know it, I got him in the attic. He's checking out my unit.
He put that to work real quick.
Yeah. He's got a hookup on Freon. I need that. Okay. I need that hookup. It pretty much got to the point where I told my daughter, I was like, hey, if this don't pan out, he's still going to be my friend.
Oh, now he's your little homie.
Yeah, I said, don't be out here breaking hearts, Michaela. I said, do not mess this up for us.
Wow.
But no, yeah, that is a little homie. So
that's hard. It's hard to see your little baby girl, especially girls. Mm-hmm. I have a little girl, and I'm like, no, ma'am. We don't even. I tell her you can have little crushes, but no boyfriends. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard because you want to protect them.
Yeah.
And you're just like, ah. And the world we live in today is crazy. Yeah, you know that. So it's like, how do we? Oh.
Well, I'm glad she found a good little boy. Because,
yeah.
And I was talking to my dad yesterday. He's like. And I told her mom, I don't agree. And I said, well, Dad, I said, I met him. I said, and I'm sold on the kid. I'm like, man, you should have brought him sooner.
You should have
brought me that boy sooner.
And that probably makes her feel good to know that you're not stressing her out with who's this? You know, you got to know him and you did the thing.
But I also don't want to show how much I approve how much I approve of him, because then she's gonna be like, huh, I think I want a bad boy now.
This is boring.
Yeah.
I like the toxicity. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. No, don't do that, girl. Don't do that.
No.
Well, I think it's cool that so it is hard as a parent to be a comedian on the road a lot and then find that family time. So how do you have a tight schedule? Like, what do you give me the advice?
Oh yeah. So obviously, like, when it's time to hit the road, there's the prep that comes into that. Make sure you're all ready to go. And chances are you might be flying out to some city to go do press, promo, radio, whatever needs to be done, the shows, meet and greets, yada, yada. And then when I come home, my little one, Sunny, she turns 3 in August. She's the one that runs up, Poppy. She really shows love. And now that the weather's about to be good, I want to get them in the pool. I'm trying to get better at barbecuing, so that's my little therapy. You know, I'm pyro.
Yeah, Sala, throwing it down.
Get a little fire going. I just got them some. I told my wife they're gymnastics mats, but they're jiu-jitsu mats. Yeah.
You're like, by the way, let me just show you this chokehold real quick. So I was going to ask you, are you in Houston?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys live in Houston, so you're just traveling all over.
Harris County.
Gotcha. Very cool. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, did you have a moment of like, wow, I made it? Because you've done a lot in your career. Did you have a moment? Was there a moment? Was it like an agent? Did a manager come in and like change the game for you? Mm. Were you on stage opening for somebody big? Did you have your own moment where you were like, this is it?
Well, I don't know. I might be a bad example for this. Why? Still trying to make it. No.
No, you're no. Netflix. You were on Netflix. No. That's a big deal.
I mean, I've had a lot of cool moments. I mean, even the diddler himself tried to sign me. P. Diddy tried to sign me.
I was like, who's the diddler?
Yeah, who's the diddler? No way.
So do you think it's true about P. Diddy?
It's looking real bad for him.
But what was your experience?
Well, I don't know how much time we have.
Okay? We got the time because I'm about to see nothing. I need to know.
I was not a victim. I was not a witness. I'm not going to be on some documentary with a moco bubble. Like,
that's what he did to me.
And I didn't watch my drink the entire time. And so to answer your question, though, I honestly don't think in terms of, like, have I made it? Is this considered making it? Is this my big break? Is this my moment? I guess you could say I'm kind of stoic like that.
Okay.
Like, even when the phone call about Netflix happened, when they were like, all right, so Netflix said they're willing to license your upcoming comedy special, and pretty much they said yes, and you're going to be on Netflix. And in my head, I'm listening to all that, but I'm thinking, the logic side is thinking, okay, how much work is this going to be? How worth it is it going to be? Like, I'm just kind of doing that part. So I'm just like, all right, okay, we're cool. And they're just like, dude, try to sound a little bit more excited. But I take the highs and the lows in stride.
Got it.
So even if it was like you're having a meeting with some big music executive, or there's like a contract, or there's like this big Bud Light sponsorship check, or all those things, we just kind of keep it moving. And I really don't think in those terms of like, boy, when I make it, you know.
Got it. And you're also passionate about what you do, so when you love it, you're already winning.
And these are the moments, like when people come up to me after a show, okay, and they say, hey bro, I was having a real rough week, man. Oh man, you did your effing job. Hey man, I needed that, man. I laughed so hard, man. I feel better. That sounds cheesy. It sounds like I'm being corny, but it's like that truly right there is the bonus. That's the cherry on top. That's the for real payment, you know, not like some industry person saying, oh,
just
yeah,
like puffing you up. Yeah, they're being real. I love that. Yeah. So, okay. So as a up and coming comedian myself, and it's still weird for me to tell when people say she's a comedian, I don't associate myself that way, but I'm like, well, I'm embracing it, because mm-hmm. I am a hood rat payasa for a living. So I'm still not at the point in my career where I can do it full time, but I really want to. And I'm very passionate about the sketches. For you, I know it's a lot of the music and the music videos, but for me, I like writing sketches about growing up with my tios and my abuelita and like all the crazy shit that happened in my childhood. And so, and I know that's very relatable to our audience, and that's why I feel like Bean and Cheesement is successful, because I tell those stories. So what would your advice be to somebody like me, who I battle with, like, do I do stand up? Am I supposed to be on tour? Am I supposed to be a TikToker? Like, what would you tell me to do?
I mean, I think there's a lot of examples of successful people who make it in show business, who are female. You know, maybe not a lot of like Latina females, like comedic that right. I can think off the top of my head. Right. But I mean, especially you got a lot of like black comedian females got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Do you do stand up?
I started and then I got scared.
Yeah.
I got scared because I didn't think I was funny enough. And I did have people like, you're great. You're at 5 minutes. Now you're at 10 minutes. Like, just keep going. And there was something in me that I was like, nah, like, I'm not just trying to be a comedian right now. Like, I need to focus on starting the business and growing the merchandise and the sketches. I don't know. Like, I still don't know if the stand-up part of the comedy is where I want to be. But I know that's an easy route to do. Mm. I don't know. I love it. I love making people laugh.
Yeah.
But I just don't know.
I love stand-up, so I'm biased.
Do you love it?
Why?
Like, why do you love stand-up versus it? The other stuff?
Okay, great. All right. I come from the music side where you see a lot of janky shows. You see, like, a whole bunch of opening acts that people didn't pay to come see.
Okay.
They're waiting on the guy at the end. So in the music world, there's a lot of, like, single ladies, make some noise. Everyone scream. Obviously, there's like really successful artists that they could just hold the mic out and they people know every word, right? But for the most part, people are having to hide behind a beat, hide behind backup dancers. Mm. You got a DJ, you got a hype man, you got lights, you got fire, you got smoke, you got all this stuff going on the right. stage. And then you can have a comedian come out with just a microphone and create tension and make people involuntarily, like nobody had to tell you, like nobody had to tell you, spit out your drink. It's like on the
just happened.
Well, you make it happen. Okay. You know, like the skill of the comic makes it happen, but it's a huge contrast between it's just more my speed. Like for example, at my shows, it's gonna be a lot of couples, okay. people getting dressed up. They had to get a babysitter. You know what I mean? It's like VIP, candlelight dinner. You might be at the Laugh Out Loud. You might be at an improv, a Funny Bone, one of these clubs, and have a really fun evening, a live experience with somebody on stage that's like right there.
Okay.
And they're telling these hilarious stories, and the openers are great. And it's like 90 minutes approximate, right? Could go over. Like at least 90 minutes.
You got 90 minutes right now?
Well, I do an hour.
Okay.
Actually,
an hour's a lot.
I do hour 10, hour 15 because my, well, it's not me. My uncle, Juve.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he does around 12 to 15. Then I'll do about an hour later, about 50, 55.
I'd like to meet him, by the way, because I want to get on his Sancho roster just real quick. Sorry, go ahead. Let me know what's up, Juventud.
He's out there somewhere.
Juventorio or whatever.
He's always, Tio Juventino. He's always looking for clientas. He's always looking for clientas and black belt Sanchez to help come in, tighten up the waiver. It's a whole industry. But I make 10 years doing stand-up this year, and wow. I would highly encourage. I feel like it's such a beautiful art form that's barely, like so many people have never been to a stand-up comedy show. We get a lot of people at our shows from time to time where they're like, it's my first show. What? You know, I've never been to a live stand-up or somebody brought me, I never even heard of you, like things like that. So if you do decide to get back on stage and pursue it, I would encourage you to like, you know, polish your set, you know, be comfortable. You know, just focus on your material, be comfortable, be confident, a lot of attitude, a lot of energy, and try to be a good host, because these clubs and traveling acts like myself, a lot of times we're looking for a good host. Mm. The host is so important. My boy Juan Perez taught me this, and I believe he learned from our friend Israel Garcia, the importance of the host. Mm. Like Juan literally told me, he's like, bro, I could pinpoint any show where you weren't 100% happy, okay. and I can pretty much narrow it down to like the host.
Gosh, yeah. So they really drive the energy at the beginning.
Well, yeah, it's like the familiar face that makes everyone feel welcome, and it's like it kind of warms them up, gets them in a groove, and you're hitting them with jokes, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. You're setting the tone. Hey guys, give it up for your wait staff. We're gonna have a great show tonight. You know, right now I want to bring to the stage your first comic. You know,
love that. I can do that all day.
Oh yeah, work on that.
That's fun.
That's such an important skill. Like
that's fun for me. I like that.
Like I just did Raleigh, North Carolina, and I had to hunt down a good host and a good feature. So I had to call my buddy in New York, who knew somebody. Who knew somebody, and then there we are backstage, and I'm meeting these two dudes for the first time, and the management of the club, they're like, did we book them for you? Or like, did you book them? I was like, no, I handpicked them. They're like, oh, these are like our best guys in town, and I'm just like, because I did my homework.
Damn, I love that. So really quickly on the stand-up comedy stuff, when you have, like, you're in, would you say Raleigh, North Carolina? Mm-hmm. For me, I don't know any better. Are there a lot of Hispanics there? And if there's not, your comedy has a lot of Hispanic, you know, influence in the voices you make, the character. So does it work over there? Do you have to change it? Do they get it?
First of all, there's Latinos everywhere.
Right?
They just hide better in North Carolina. they got all kinds. They got Cuban Latino, Dominican Latino. They got all kinds. And there's even a dish out there. This is it's a whole other tangent.
Okay.
But it's called, they call it arroz con pollo, ACP.
Okay.
It's not the version of arroz con pollo that we know. It's basically like, it's like some Mexicans from Mexico somehow, some way became multimillionaires by figuring out white people's taste buds. And they just like pour cheese on top. It's just like, It's just like rice. No, my homeboy
not
literally
the cheese on the arroz con pollo.
Listen, my buddy just literally sent me a picture. Here's a photo.
It's not arroz con pollo. It's arroz.
Yeah, but guess what? ACP.
Okay.
In that neck of the woods, like these restaurant owners, they probably don't speak any English. They've sent all their kids to the elite private universities. Like they got restaurants out the wazoo. Like this particular gentleman, his family. They got restaurants in North Carolina, Florida. It's a whole other episode. But
arroz con pollo up in Raleigh, North, in that side of the United States. That's awesome. Now I need to go try it. So they maybe that's like their version of the bean and cheese taco here. Maybe like
I think if I had to come up with an equivalent, it's like if somebody from China came over here and they're like, What are egg rolls? Like dude, Americans love it, bro. What are fortune cookies? Sorry.
Okay,
we're from China and we don't do that.
Fortune cookies.
It's like, what's a fortune cookie? It's like, dude, it's trust me. You know, styrofoam plate, you know, yada yada. They're gonna eat it up.
Love it. I need a now I'm hungry. Okay, so before we have, so by the way, you guys, I have another special guest I didn't tell you.
Uh-oh.
He's much more important than Chilo, by the way. Hate to tell you this. Hate to break it to you, bro, but.
Well, good thing I'm humble.
Good thing you're humble, and I appreciate that about you. But we got somebody else that we got to make room for.
All
so
right, let me get out
that,
the way.
But wait, I have quick fires.
Okay.
Ready
okay.
for the
Let's
quick
do
fires.
It.
Here Let's we
do
go.
It.
Of course, my brain just. J-Lo or Selena?
Selena, of course.
Flour or corn?
I'm going to go with corn today.
Cheese-me or no cheese-me?
Got to have the cheese-me.
Toxica or a peaceful biatch?
Ooh. Damn. Is there an in-between? Is there like a peaceful toxica? That's what I mean.
I don't know. Maybe.
A little bit of
Okay.
Toxica.
And what about, okay, I was going to say Spurs and the Rockets, but I already know the answer.
Yeah, cabrón. Yeah, well, you know. I like both teams.
Okay.
Hey, I'm not trying to be like AB and be on a no-fly list. I'm not trying to be on a no-fly list. Like, you can't come to the tone.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, cool.
That's right, Timmy Duncan.
This is a very... Okay, thank you for acknowledging one of our beloved
That's right.
men. My last one, which is very important to me, Disney World or Universal Studios?
Well, I am taking my kids to Disney, so, you know, I just don't agree with a lot of the stuff they be on.
But, oh, got you.
But I'm going to take, you know.
You remind me of my brother. My brother's very passionate about everything. And he's all like, no, fuck that thing.
I'm
like, bro, just live. So,
it's about princesses, bro. It's not all that extra agenda that you think.
But I do get you.
Yeah.
I do get that there's a lot of stuff that my brother would say back then that now I'm like, oh, fuck.
Damn,
there are aliens out there, and we're not the only species.
Hey,
come on, we're like this in the galaxy.
But the Earth is flat, though. So
let's go discover. Let's go fall off the edge and figure it out. Anyway, sorry, I hate to scoot you off.
Yeah, all right, let me.
But you know what? We got to go. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And you know what? We'll see you, Kingsville.
I'll get out the way because I know
Kingsville.
Y'all. Yeah, Kingsville on the 18th, and I'll be back in San Antonio October 10th through the 13th.
Okay, all right. So he's going to be in Kingsville, and we're going to roll a quick video for him, his Theo, and his Theo is going to tell you guys all about Kingsville right now.
All my people from Kingsville, Texas. Hey, normally, bro, I wouldn't be harassing y'all right now, carnal, pero not only am I having to be the bus driver on tour, but my nephew, Chingo Bling, is like, hey, Theo, the people like you, bro, the clientas, the cougars, tell them we're coming May 18th to Kingsville one night only, carnal, and I'm trying to do my part, bro, but I already know everybody in Kingsville knows everybody, and it's just gonna be one share, next thing you know, everybody's sharing to each other. Furthermore, because everybody knows everybody, don't be having my business in the streets, carnal. Don't be like, hey, mira, Juve was in Kingsville dropping off Pepino con la Cheryl. I andaba con la Cassandra y la Claudia, all the seed names, and Yahweh. No, yeah, because I know everybody knows everybody in Kingsville. Entonces, ahí nos vemos, May 18th, pull up, sell it out. So my nephew Chingo Bling can, déjame, güey, I'm on break, okay? Un pinche timeout. May 18th, Kingsville, ahí nos vemos, Big House Live.
¿Cómo me sale este pedo, güey? A ver si se puede. Espérate, chiquitita. Okay.
your neighborhood, Sancho. In your barrio, dropping off Chile. Neighborhood, Sancho. Popping off Chile, dropping off. Neighborhood, Sancho. In your barrio, dropping off Chile. Neighborhood, Sancho. Popping off Chile, dropping off.
Cruising through your barrio, dropping off pepino. She tired of these lanes, she want Tio Juventino. Copete on fleek, lipstick on cheek. Me dicen SWV, got your chick all week. I just TLC creep, puro Sancho any streets. Es serio, dropping off Chile as we speak. Your vieja, she a trip when she said that she love me. Puro California Cation, I'm David Duchovny. Pinches, beta males, hating, dripping in soy. Hey, Sancho to Sancho, you tripping, my boy. I'm not only a player, I'm the leader of the Sancho Union. Chorizo, distribution. Mommy, how you doing?
I'm a clienta, connoisseur. Just a Sanchopreneur. Mommy, how you doing?
It's just Tio Juventino with the big pepino. Pull up in your barrio and I'm distributing algo fino, algo fino.
Neighborhood Sancho. In your barrio, dropping off Chile. Neighborhood Sancho. Popping off Chile, dropping off. Neighborhood Sancho. In your barrio, dropping off Chile. Neighborhood Sancho. Popping off Chile, dropping off.
I'm the Sancho on the side. Rate the Chile, 5-star service I provide. All the chakras rearranged with my third eye. At the fiesta, pull up, beep beat is nice. Black belt and I even got a couple stripes. This ain't no promo code, Chile baby, that's the price. All these Adam 22s, introduce me to their wife. When your chick come around, put some Chile in her life.
I'm a clienta, connoisseur. Just a Sanchopreneur, mommy, how you doing?
It's just Tio Juventino with the big pepino. Pull up in your barrio and I'm distributing algo fino, algo fino.
Neighborhood Sancho. In your barrio, dropping off Chile. Neighborhood Sancho. Popping off Chile, dropping off. Neighborhood Sancho. In your barrio, dropping off Chile. Neighborhood Sancho. Popping off Chile, dropping off.
Neighborhood Sancho, sign me up, Tio Juve. Okay, the Neighborhood Sancho is now out, available on all platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the biggest guest I've ever had in the history of being in Chisme. I would like to welcome to the set, Big Cinnamon, the number one fighter.
Un saludo para toda la gente aquí de San Antonio. This is Big Cinnamon, not the little one. Y primeramente, I have a complaint que este vato... El chingy blingy.
Chingo bling.
Sí, that ese güey, I have beef with that guy. And if Oscar was here, I'd fuck him.
Wait, you would F?
I'd fuck him out right here in front of everybody. En el pinche live stream, para que toda la gente can see how I fuck somebody out. Porque ese pinche Oscar, he owes me my fatty.
What's up with your deal with Oscar De La Hoya? I don't understand. I thought you guys were friends.
No, es que one time, de vato... He showed up to the meeting and he wasn't wearing his business attire. He had on his weekend attire under his clothes, if you know what I mean. He wants to just ride off the boxers and he plays around. Siempre anda bien cocodrilo. He's always saca la bolsita, and it is annoying. I'm tired.
I heard that he stole money from you. Is that true?
Pues allegedly. Allegedly he está haciendo lawsuit porque I'm telling everybody. What he tried to do to my ferry. Pero I'm here representing toda la gente de Guadalajara in the boxing world. Un saludo para todos mis fans aquí de Big Cinnamon en San Anto, en el Countdown City.
Thank you for being here, Big Cinnamon. You are the number one boxer worldwide right now. From Guadalajara?
Yes.
Guadalajara, Guadalajara.
Es
Cántalo.
Guadalajara, Guadalajara.
Burr, burr, burr. So, you're the biggest boxer right now. Why are you ducking Benavidez then?
allegedly, no, it's because one time they asked me, hey, do you want to fight Benavidez? Pero guess what? I'm Big Cinnamon. I'm the main event. And when I fight somebody, I change their zip code. I am the cash cow. I tell everybody who's going to be the millionaire. It's like a game show. Who wants to fight Big Cinnamon? Is who wants to be a millionaire.
I get it. I mean, you are the cash cow. I don't disagree with you there. Are you fighting Terrence Crawford anytime soon?
Pues ese Terrence Crawford, he's good. He's good. Pero we're going to have to wait and see. Este, when my people, you know, my trainer, ahorita he has to, he's making me a torta de caballo meat, horse meat.
Oh, yes.
And ahorita me lo chingo and they put my extra medicine para tener más punching power.
I thought you weren't on any meds or any anything like that.
No, este, allegedly, they say que la torta power is considered banned substance. This is la vitamin H, es por el horse meat. Sí.
Sí, vitamin H. Sí. Me encantó vitamin H también. Pero meat. La barbacoa, ¿qué?
No, pues sí, barbacoa, it's not really performance enhancing, entonces, okay. I mean, it's good, pero...
Tiene mucha grasa, ¿no?
Pero no me pongo así bien papi, bien mamado, and the ladies, los pheromones se me suben if I drink too much of the horse juice también. También me dan horse juice.
Ah, pues, sí. Okay, got it. I want to try
así
some
un vasito
of
así de horse juice en la morning, así como un chat, con una galleta, con pan dulce, y me lo echo y me pongo loco un poquito.
So as a true Mexican yourself, why are you fighting other Mexican boxers? I thought you were true to your gente.
Well, one time I said I don't want to fight Mexicans, pero pues like I said, pues I pick and choose. Oh, you know,
you changed your mind.
Sí, the little guy from Tijuana, I felt bad. I said, ¿sabes qué, bro? Buy your jefita house if you want to fight Big Cinnamon, big drama show. And I almost knocked him out, pero también lo levanté. I said, espérate, güey, hey. Be a man, carnal. Hey, stay up, homie. Y pues, that's how I do. When I do, that's how I do it.
So, are you racist against white horses? Because I heard that you only ride black horses. So, are you racist against white horses? Like, what's the issue here?
Hey, that sounds like a Kim Kardashian type of situation. De que nomás le gustan los black horse.
I mean, can I blame her, though?
Hey, it's a popular thing ahorita, pero ¿sabes qué? Pero sabes que I don't discriminate. Yo tengo un chingo de caballos. I have all kind of horses, including the horse que Vicente Fernández himself me regaló in his will. He gave it to me right before he died. He said, "Make sure Big Cinnamon gets my horse." Y luego, right before, y ahí los lawyers lo apuntaron en el trust y me lo dieron. And I got it, Chente's horse.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
My last couple questions. Do you like hood rats? The San Antonio hood rats with sí. the BBL and sí. the big chichas. I know you're married and I don't want to disrespect sí. that, but do you like hood rats like
pues
that?
Well, sí, the BBL is a very, very cool technology. They say que Drake le dieron un BBL, pero I have not confirmed que le hicieron BBL a Drake. Pero yo lo vi en TikTok. En TikTok, they get a big fierro like that one.
Okay.
Y the ladies, they suck the fat where they don't want it. Y sacan así todo el fat. Y luego they rearrange it. And then they put it all back in acá en el culo. And it's kind of like Build-A-Bear. Porque le están haciendo así para acá y para acá y para allá y para allá. And they're like, señora, we already put 50,000 cc's in each cachete. Would you like some on the hamstring? That way it can match. And they're like, no, todo pa'l culo. And they go like that porque es synthetic. Mm-hmm. Pero no, está machín. Porque I was out here in a fiesta. And we saw AB perform. And I saw a lot of BBLs out there. Y me eché un taco de ojo machín. My eyes, they got full.
What's a taco de ojo?
Taco de ojo is when your eyes eat. Your eyes.
You eat with your eyes.
Yes, you're eating with. It's free. Yeah. Es lo mejor, it's free. Mm-hmm. Porque you could literally go ahí en el mercadito, you could go right there, ahí por la Wurzbach, por donde sea. Puedes ir allá por 21 North y con tus eyes, literally get full. You're just seeing toda la carne. You're just, mm-hmm. goddamn, chamorro, puro bisquete, thighs, ham, the white meat, dark meat, todo.
Todo. So you don't discriminate against the carnes.
No, pues I am ginger, and I know what it feels like to be discriminated because of how you look, algo así. Pues no se siente, it's not good.
Does the curtains match the drapes?
Pues ahorita I don't have no drapes. Ahorita.
Let me see. Prove it to me.
Espérate.
You're lying unless you show it.
Mira, this interview se está poniendo bien inappropriate. Y ahorita
Cancel culture.
Sí, me van a cancelar. Porque I don't want to discriminate against the people who the drapes is not combining. No tienen el combination. Pero a mí ahorita, porque me hicieron el Brazilian y me hicieron el wax on, wax off. Porque hice una promotion. They were doing a special and they said, I'm Big Cinnamon. Y ya me hicieron el Brazilian. Y ¿sabes qué? I'm more aerodynamic. Así.
Okay.
And I lost count of my freckles porque my freckle count has gone up. Porque ahí tengo freckles por todo. Yo ni sabía. I didn't even know. There's freckles that I had not even seen porque parecía un forest fire, brush fire.
It's a brush fire. That's
sí,
what it
porque,
is.
Sí, porque when I was little, me decían, they would call me Cinnamon or they would call me Cerillo, like match. Because the match, así está pale, flaquito, y red top.
So, do you use your white privilege as a güerito mexicano that can go both ways? You know, it could be white, you can be Mexican, you turn it on. Do you use your white privilege?
I think I am proof. I am proof that there is no such thing as a white privilege porque yo soy ginger, pero mexicano. Parezco fighting Irish, pero soy raza. It looks like I drink Mountain Dew, pero I like tequila. So I'm ¿cómo se dice? Un
hybrid.
Hybrid. Haz de cuenta que soy Tesla, güey, porque I'm a hybrid y también soy anomaly, algo así. Like what the fuck?
Anomaly, that's a big word.
Sí, güey, sí, porque I study English.
Educated. That is educated.
Soy un, ¿cómo se dice? Outlier in the data set, porque I'm the little red point acá. Todos los other dads, así, Mexican, y luego acá, Big Cinnamon.
I see it. I totally see it. So my last question to you is, in Mexico, I know you guys don't eat this as much, but here in Texas, we eat a lot of bean and cheese tacos. Do you like bean and cheese tacos?
Oh, sí. You can never go wrong con los frijolitos because it is budget friendly. It is economical. It's a very, ¿cómo te digo? There's not a lot of barriers to that food. It's something, the texture is something that a lot of people can enjoy. The fiber, échale tantito grasito, refry them. Ponle bacon
oh,
juice.
That's the best. Mm-hmm.
Y luego, and add some love, échale amor. And I'm almost like the bean and cheese of the boxers porque it's like I'm smooth, pero I'm slick también. And if you're not careful, I'll slide out of the tortilla on your ass.
And land on the lap.
Taz, watcha.
Well, I wanted to say thank you so much, Big Cinnamon, for being here. I heard that you're going to be meeting with Ryan Garcia soon, who's also your hermanito, I guess.
Sí, ese es el little homie.
Yeah. How do you feel about Ryan right now acting a fool?
No, pues I'm the one that told him the strategy. I say, hey, wait, you got to act crazy, my friend. You have to keep people guessing. Make sure that they don't know what's going on. And then you have to, sometimes you have to show up and pop out. ¿Cómo se dice? Pop out and show them what you really made of. I'm the one that told him that. I told him, hey, come in 3 pounds overweight and just say pendejadas on TikTok. Just unas mamadas on el Twitter. Just act crazy, you know.
Pues, okay, well, now we know Ryan Garcia is acting crazy, and that's okay because he's your friend and he's your hermanito.
Sí.
Okay, pues.
Yes.
Well, we look forward to your next fight. Thank you so much for coming to the Bean and Cheese Mess Show. Big Cinnamon, anything else you want to say to the crowd before you leave?
Un saludo para toda mi gente aquí de San Anto. This is Big Cinnamon. Y I'm gonna show up. Cuando Chingo Bling tiene su show aquí en San Antonio, I'm gonna pop out so I can show this fool, hey, carnal. Hey, I heard you talking down on my name, carnal, and you're trying to make Mr. Funny talks about Big Cinnamon, and I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you when I see you, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, and we can't wait to see what comes next from Big Cinnamon. Well, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us in the Bean and Cheese Mess Show here. The number one boxer in the world right here, Big Cinnamon. Can you believe he came to Bean and Cheese Mess? I can't.
The drapeless.
You know, the guy that, you know, the curtains match the fire sticks or whatever the fuck he said.
Human aerodynamic.
There you go. Aerodynamic human. Thank you for watching the Bean and Cheese Mess Show. Don't forget to see Tio Juve and Chingo Bling on Saturday or Friday?
Kingsville. Sábado. Yes.
Sábado. Okay. Yes. In Kingsville, which is not far from here. And check out his latest character, Tio Juve, which, again, shout out to Tio Juve, because I want to be on the Sancha list, okay? Maybe I can get those fake nalgas and be on the list.
San Antonio, October 10th through the 13th. Y nos vemos.
All right, you guys. We'll see you here back at the Bean and Cheese Show. Don't forget to share, comment, and like, and subscribe on all the platforms. Thank you for watching. We'll see you here May 29th. Bye.
¿Cómo me sale este pedo, güey? A ver si se puede. Espérate, espérate, chiquitita.
Sancho, in your barrio, dropping off chile. Neighborhood Sancho.